You're listening to the Grow Great Small Business Daily Brief for Tuesday, July the 3rd, 2018. Watch the tone you're setting. Whenever I'd sass my mom, talk back, I would likely hear, "I don't care for that tone," or "Don't take that tone with me, young man." Tone matters. But tone can be a lot more than just how we sound when we speak. As business owners and leaders, it's everything. It's our demeanor when we walk into the office. It's the look on our face as we greet employees in the morning. It's how we answer our phone. It's how we communicate with staff. It's how our text and our written messages ring. It's the thousand micro behaviors that define us every single day. You don't have to watch those things, but everybody else is. So I'm going to encourage you to give it sober consideration. Better yet, I strongly encourage you to be mindful of how you look, how you sound, how you behave. A lot of pressure, right? Yeah, that's the price you pay for leadership, because people are watching. People are taking their cues from you. Every week during a live streaming show on Facebook that is focused on European-based scale-ups, the name of the show is Scale Up Heroes, if you care to check it out. Scale-ups are companies that are working very hard to achieve rapid, sustainable growth. Well, the topic of this show, it really doesn't matter every week. It ends up being a discussion about culture and communication. It comes up every single week. It doesn't matter if we're talking about scaling up talent or engineering or product or marketing or any other specific area. And when culture and communication come up, who do you think gets mentioned first? The founder, the co-founders, the CEO, the people at the top. The people at the top are named by office because they set the tone. They set the tone for the whole thing. It doesn't matter if the company was founded in Berlin and now has offices in London and San Francisco, or if the company is Lisbon, Portugal, and no other offices. It doesn't matter if the native tongue is German, Portuguese, French, Spanish, Chinese, or English, or if it's all of them. It doesn't matter if the leadership team is fairly new on the timeline of their career, or if they're longtime veterans with vast experience, or a mixture of both. Education doesn't matter. Backgrounds don't matter. Political leanings don't matter. Religion doesn't matter. Gender doesn't. None of it matters. Everyone shares a commonality. We're all people. We're all people. And we're all influenced by the people who nurture us or fail to, by the people who lead us or claim to, the people at the top. People at the top, they set the tone of the culture and the communication. And here's what happens when you don't watch the tone you're setting. It sets itself. Entropy. Entropy takes over in your company, in your organization, just like it will your lawn or your car or your house. Don't set the tone, don't maintain it, and it will take on a life or a death all its own. You'll lose, and it will be ugly. And worst of all, it's completely avoidable. It's just, you have to be more careful. You have to be more watchful. You have to be diligent to understand the influence that you, as the business owner, wield. Don't abdicate this. Don't give this up to somebody. Don't delegate this to anyone. You can't. Don't hide from it. Embrace it. Own it. Make it happen. Stop thinking that it's unimportant. Stop thinking that it's frou-frou. Somebody told me a few weeks ago, a younger person, it was interesting to me and insightful at the same time. We were talking about these things the world calls soft skills, and the person said, I don't know why people call them soft, because they are anything but. This isn't frou-frou stuff. This is stuff that will make a difference. In fact, I will argue it can make all of the difference. It can and it will change everything for the better if you pay close attention and you do your very best. The good news is that you learned all these things when you were in first grade. You've just forgotten some of it. Oh, yeah, okay, maybe you forgot most of it. Be kind to people. Be polite. Be considerate. Be grateful. Be humble. Don't think too highly of yourself. Yes, you're the boss. Yes, your every word is a command. All the more reason you have to really watch your tone. Be fair. Okay, try. Fundamentally, you can improve the tone that you set by exercising yourself to be two things. I want to leave you with just two words, compassionate and caring. So err on the side of kindness. It's where the rewards are. It's what other people find most attractive. And it's largely what will engage your employees, keep them engaged, and prevent them from running for the exits. Yeah, okay, some of them are going to walk out the door, hopefully to better opportunities that will improve their lives. Be the business owner who wants that for them. Be the business owner who cheers them on, even if they walk out the door to a better opportunity. That tone will ring loud and clear throughout your company, and I promise you, your top line and your bottom line will benefit. Oh, and everything else in between. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. Here in the States, tomorrow is July the 4th, Independence Day. Let's take the day off, shall we? And then I'll see you again on Thursday.